Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, all you wonderful people. You're wonderful because you tuned in to the Global Vision for Living Today show. God bless you. Hallelujah. You know, last week, our topic was, how can I glorify God? Well, guess what? We are right back on it because you guys wanted more of this. How can I glorify God through my spirit, my soul, and my body? If I'm talking about glorifying God, you know, my body got to sort of be okay. But, oh, my God, will he have me in his sight if I'm not living to glorify God? Some people are going around saying, I'm living by the love of God. Well, God is also existing because he is God. And apart from the one called Jehovah, in Psalm 83:18, there is none other. You know, people must be taught to put God first. They just don't wake up and say, oh, yeah, God is God. God is good. God. You know what? My father, the late Bishop James Howard Mims, said, you can make your mouth say anything. But the sage, the great one, the one that said, here I am, send me. He is the one that said, I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to this God called Jehovah except through me. So we must be taught to put God first in our lives by words, speech, and devotion to his holy word. Good morning again, Colonel Harrison. Are you with us? I see you've joined us.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Capitino, listening audience. I am, and good to be on the air again. Thank you. This holiday weekend.
Well, we're here with your help to teach others how they can glorify God through his spirit. Well, number one, glorifying God through his spirit, he says he created man. He says, come on. Let us make man in our image. But he was talking about a spiritual image. God is a creative spirit, and his son as well, sitting now on his right hand. So if we're going to glorify God through our spirit, that means we must be interested in spiritual things, spiritual happenings, spiritual admonitions, spiritual commands from God. Colonel, how can we, and I call Reverend Harrison Colonel most of the time, but what are some of the ways we could glorify God through our spirit?
We glorify God through our spirit by being obedient to his holy words. The Bible says that mankind was created to and for God's glory. And God's glory, God, according to definition, is an infinite, intelligent, and superior being who is the creator of heaven and earth. And as you had mentioned, Psalm 83:18, God. So we are made in the image and the likeness of God according to the teachings of the Christian Bible. Genesis chapter 1 is also mentioned in chapter 2. So we glorify him by being obedient to his will, to his instructions, to his guidance, to his commandments, to his laws, etc.
Yeah, right. And when we see people professing God and saying that God has certain attributes, we really expect them to be talking about him in a spiritual sense. I can go, oh, they said Beyonce's concert. Like I said, it was off the chain here. She was at SoFi's studio here. She'll be here for 3 days. But I'm just putting out a shout for her because they said the spirits flew. Now, I wasn't there. I don't know. But we're talking about the spirit that we each have given to us by God because the Bible says through God we have our spirit. And we have our being. So, Colonel Harrison, if we want to glorify God through our spirit, are we to take on some of the manifestation that God knows nothing about, that God has not said through his spirit, follow me? What's your take on that?
Absolutely not. The Bible says we that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. The spirit that the Bible is making reference to, the Christian Bible, to be specific, is talking about the Holy Spirit, the three-person Godhead, God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is the one who God has assigned to lead, guide, and direct us to things we are to do, how we are to be obedient, what we are to say, how we are to live our lives. All of that is part of the mindset of glorifying God. So no, there are other spirits out there in the world, but they are not of God. Those spirits are satanic spirits. Two kingdoms: the kingdom of God, which has the Holy Spirit. Then we have the kingdom of the enemy called Satan, which is a demonic spirit.
No, certainly. And these demonic spirits cast down. The Bible says when Satan was just so out of hand, the Bible says he was cast out of heaven, and guess what? Falling behind him. And if you see these pictures, oh, they're fascinating. These fallen angels, some of them look beautiful. Oh, my God. They're showing wings and their bodies, and they're coming down behind Satan. These are demons. They are no longer angelic beings, but now they become demonic spirits coming down. And I was telling someone in church, I said, wait a minute now, we keep talking about the devil. We need to talk about these fallen angels that now walk on earth in the form of man. Possessed. People want riches and fame, and they're saying, well, you know what? I'm going to do what Satan say. And people are saying some of these people are inhabited by these fallen angels. Nobody know where they went. Nobody talks about them. You don't hear no minister get up talking about our sermon on fallen angels. He's sure better. He's missing the mark. People say, well, why is all this killing going on? Why is all this child abandonment going on? Why is all this sexual perversion going on? Why all the murders? Why all the mayhem on earth? It is because these demonic spirits have possessed some of us walking upon the earth. Man created by God just didn't wake up and say, I'm going to kill 50 people. I'm going to go get an AK-7 and I'm going to shoot 1,000. Hey, we've got to look at this thing. All you ministers out there listening to me, you need to get real and talk to these people and say, you not serving God? Are you possessed? You're running around trying to kill? Are you possessed? You running around trying to do all manner of evil? Are you possessed? There's a whole series on this, and there is some ministers that have rose up and said, we got the answer. The Bible says this about these fallen angels. No one even mentions them. Well, where are the fallen angels? And the Bible says, the one called Satan, he was cast down. Well, when did coming to earth, cast down, having great wrath? When was that? They ain't going back. When was that? Is that the reason why it's so much killing on earth? Is so many things going on that natural phenomena can't explain? Look to the fallen angels. Oh, my God. Look to those that came down behind Satan. People walking around smiling, claiming anything about God. Fallen angel. And we're going to bring you a 30-minute series very soon on these fallen angels, how you can identify them. Remember, Satan tried to mimic God, and he's still doing that through some of these people. Oh, I'm going to church. Oh, I'm this. A fallen angel possessing them. He said, by their works you'll know them. That's how, but see, you got to know the Bible and know what some of them works are. This is why the global vision for living today is on the air right now. You got to know, walking around, oh yes, oh yes, fallen angel. watch what they do. You ought to turn and run. Watch what they do. Watch what they do. He said, by their works, you know, well, what are they doing? Okay, let me get my patent pen out here. Okay, they ain't doing this. Mm-hmm. They're not doing that. Uh-huh. They ain't talking about that. By their works, you will know them. Some of y'all listening to me need to start running right now. Some of your relatives, you shouldn't even open the door no more. If you are for real, for God. Now let's go on to glorify God through our body. Do we glorify God through our body by looking any kind of way, putting fentanyl in our bodies? How are we going to glorify God, a drug addict? Now, who's behind pharmakia? Study Satan, the devil, and pharmacia. I can't go no further on that. Somebody know where I'm going. All the drugs, the WHO says 1 in 3 is on some kind of drug all day long, all night long. Watch your TV, a new drug, a new substance, something to be abused. The whole world, the Bible says, is lying under the power. Drugs are powerful. Drugs make you do things that you wouldn't normally think about. Evil are saved. Pharmacy. Somebody better hear what I'm saying. Go through London and you'll see some of these places that are known as spirits. Come on in and get your spirits through drugs and alcohol. Somebody better fall down and say, thank you, Jesus. I didn't know that. So are we glorifying God through our body? Satan is smart. He's not going to come and let you see a tail and two horns. I don't even know where that came from. But if the whole world, John says, is lying under the power of the wicked one, how is that? It's through drugs and alcohol. Nothing more than that. But we can't glorify God, who the angels set upon our creation. Oh, everything looks good. We cannot glorify God at all in our body if our body is mixed up with these substances, and they are powerful. Anything that will make you on the streets of America walk around like a zombie, that picture is going viral. It came out yesterday of someone, a woman, and she's talking crazy like Michael Jackson's Thriller. I hope some of you that are my friends, I sent you that. You need to see what is going on. You can't glorify God through your body. If anything that is causing your body to disregard God is on full display, you're not going to glorify God through your body if you're not out trying to witness to somebody. I was shocked when in my church they talked about, I'm going to tell y'all something. They said the black Israelites is out walking the streets. The Jehovah Witnesses, you know they back walking the streets. He named about 4 religious entities, and he looked out at us and said, why not y'all? Why not y'all? And I had a saying, don't let Jehovah's Witnesses do all the work, and you think you're going to run and walk in through some pearly gates. You ain't going nowhere, because the Bible says to the heavens belong God, and to the earth belongs to the sons of man. Revelation 21 says, when all is said and done, after Satan is chained in abyss, the Bible says that I, John, see a new heaven, and I see a new earth. Well, what's going to happen on the new earth? Who's going to inhabit those? Those that have glorified God. You think you're going to run to heaven? You better walk out of that church and call the pastor to his face a lie. The Bible does not say that billions is going to run up and walk up through heaven. What you going to do up there? If he wanted you there, he'd have created you an angel. You ain't going there. You going to eternal death, or you're going to replenish the earth after all the destruction? Bible says carrion birds is going to come, and they're going to eat the flesh of those that try to fool God. You ain't going there. He don't need you up there. If he did, you'd already be there. You better think twice. He says, I'm going to resurrection. Come on, ministers, you ain't talking about that. Raised from the dead. What does it mean to be resurrected? Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. What does it mean? You ain't going nowhere. You're not going nowhere. You want to be resurrected to re-beautify what Satan has tried to destroy. John said, I see it. No more death. Is death in heaven? No. So he must be talking about the earth. No more sickness. Is sickness in heaven? No. He must be talking about on the resurrection side of a new earth. He says sickness and death and crying shall be no more. That's all referring to the resurrection of those on earth. To beautify, God's promises do not fail. He didn't create the earth for nothing, says the psalmist. Y'all better get real. You've been sitting up lying to. You're not going to heaven. Hallelujah. Don't even call this radio show no more if that's what you believe. You're not going there. Pastor, stop lying to him. You see, ain't done you no good. Your churches are shutting down. They're closing. Ain't nothing in them. Ain't nothing in them. All actions on the outside. You want to glorify God? I tell you what. Tell the truth. Open your Bible up tomorrow if you still have a church and read Revelation 21, 1 through 4. Tell them the truth. You've been lying to them. Ain't not one came down that you know. And say, yeah, I've been in heaven walking the pearly gates. Yeah, I've been there. Where's the witness? Isaiah 43:10 said, these are my witnesses called by my name. Where's the witness to say, yeah, I sat up there and I ate. I saw Jesus and Jehovah was talking. Not a one, because it ain't going to happen. And right now, if we're talking about glorifying God through our bodies, we need to recognize that our body, our soul, and our spirit, he created us for a purpose. What is that purpose? What is it? To go back and serve Satan through whatever means you think you're doing something? No. I tell you what, your time is short. Colonel Harrison, is time short? Is that time short? Is that time short?
Yeah, time short. Time short, Dr. Tina. Matthew chapter 24 says, at the appointed time, God is going to send the Son Jesus by God for the second coming. No man, nor the angels in heaven, nor the day, nor the hour. But he says we ought to be vigilant and watch as well as pray and be prepared and make sure we live our lives today as if it's the last day on earth. And the other interesting point I'd like to make, Doc, is that you had mentioned about body piercings and so forth, and the Bible speaks against that clearly in the book of Leviticus chapter 19. It says we're not to mark or carve or disfigure our bodies because our temple are the body of God, because the Holy Spirit is contained within our bodies, which is the temple of God. And it talks about the three-part spirit beings that you mentioned, Dr. Coppentina. We're a spirit, soul, and flesh. Spirit, soul, and flesh. A spirit, soul, and body. And so man, again, was made in the image and likeness of God to glorify God, to do the workings and the deeds and the directions and the instructions and to obey the commandments and the statutes and ordinances of God. And so that's what God created man for. We wouldn't have no sickness, wouldn't have no sin, wouldn't have no death if man had not transgressed God's holy sanctified laws. And so that's why we have the confusion, we have the death, we have the mass shootings and all that. And lastly, it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in it. So God is the creator, not man, not woman, not child. God, Jehovah God, Psalm 83:18, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know what? My blood is running. And now you just said something that touched also on this lesson. God created the earth for his glory. So why would he blow it up? Why would billions that have lived before us, laying in the annals of the earth, just lay there without it being beautified? I tell you what, you look at some of these other countries. Switzerland is number one at the beauty. Look at Japan, beauty. Look at Amsterdam, Iceland. When we really behold how God created this earth, we sure will look for a way to glorify him. Another way you can glorify God through your body is use your body in the worldwide education of the one called Jesus Christ. Many people are right now running to a whole new Bible. We got the King James Version. There's one out called the Queen of James. And, oh, my God, it's taking out all the patriarchs. They're even calling Jehovah a mother, father, and all of this. Let me tell you something. God is not a he is not a fool. God is, let me say it again, not a fool. We keep thinking we're going to skip by, skip on through. Well, I'm not doing this. I'm okay. I'm not doing that. I'm okay. You are not okay until you are glorified God through your body, using your body to be a witness for the Lord. What he has said, if you done read it, you ought to know. I told a group of church folk, I bet you can't even spell Nebuchadnezzar. Get up out of my face. You haven't lived your life for God, but now you got a chance. You got a chance to show the world whose side you on. I got some people right now not even speaking to me. Let me tell you something. I'll let you scoot by one time. I'll let you get by a second time. I'll pray you through. I'll try to pray you through a third time. But if I see you are living outside of the confines of God, let me tell you something. My cup, hallelujah, runneth over, and you would not be included in it. I got to tell you to your face, maybe you'll stop doing what you're doing. You're going in. You're coming out every day showing the world you do not belong to God. You know another way you can glorify God through your body is to use your mouth on the body to tell people that he came down through 42 generations. He opened blind eyes. He healed the sick. He fed thousands. The Bible can't contain all the work that Jesus did. He did that. And guess what? It still wasn't good enough for some of these sodomites. It still was not good enough for those possessed by Satan himself. The Bible said even the possessed was in caves during Jesus' time. That's where they went. That's where they lived. That's where their abode was. Legions is what they was called. Same thing we got now. We got legions of those still walking around eating and sleeping. Let me tell you something. You want to glorify God in your body? Tell the world he lives. Tell the world he came down. Tell the world that you on God's side. And somebody told me, I heard, you ain't got to tell the world you're on his side. They can look at you and tell. They can look at you and tell. People will ignore you if they know you ain't about God. It ain't about your title. You may already have that. They can't see your degrees on the wall. You walking down the street. But something about you, something about you and that name, they will stop you on the street and say, excuse me, ma'am, can you pray for me? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Here, this one is your son. Hallelujah. You ain't, you don't have to say nothing. They will know, and their enemies will say, oh, is she this? Is he that? Is he this? Get up out of my face. What are they doing? By their works, they will be known. So, Colonel Heston, should we be interested in glorifying God since it's so wicked today with so many people on the street? You don't know what they are. You don't know who they are. You don't know if they're man or woman. I'm telling you, anybody change their nature. You better look at those that fell down behind Satan. Colonel Heston, What can we do now? Because we didn't found out how to glorify God through our spirits, through my spirit, through our souls, my soul, and our body. Would that include putting good food in our body? We want to glorify God? Come on, Colonel Harrison,
yes.
Open your mouth.
Yes. Yes, eating good food, getting rest, reverencing God, worshiping God, serving God, living a life that's pleasing unto God. What resonated in my mind, it comes to mind, is Exodus chapter 20, when God had Moses, call Moses up to Mount Sinai in the Old Testament some 4,500 years ago and gave Moses what is called the Ten Commandments. And God said the very first statement in that Ten Commandments, God said, I am the Lord thy God, who brought thee out of bondage in Egypt, out of slavery in Egypt, out of the land of bondage. And so we are enslaved now throughout this world because we have turned away from the true and living God. We have turned away from God Jehovah. We have turned away from the God of Adam. We have turned away from the God of Noah. We have turned away from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses, and right on down David, and right on down through all the other patriarchs and kings of the Old Testament, the first 39 books. When we turn back to God, when we turn around, the Bible calls it repentance, then God will make himself known. The Bible says he will manifest himself, and he will show us and lead us through the Holy Spirit how he wants us to live. People choose to do what they want to do, not what God wants to do, and that's why the people in the world are perishing, and the world is in the condition and shape it's in today.
Most certainly so. Most certainly so. And let's add this to it. Those people that have not found time to glorify God, can we actually say that once they land dead, you know, some of these churches preach that, yeah, he's going to raise everybody up from the dead. Well, what are they supposed to do? Hallelujah. You know what I've been at? Can't nobody run this chain like Jehovah's Witnesses because they're going to get down to the nitty-gritty of it. Well, what are they supposed to do? Oh, well, you know, I don't know if they're here to witness. Oh, yeah. Well, I see you guys teach that you're going to walk around heaven on earth, heaven after you die, and God's going to call you there. What is he going to call you there to do? Come on now. And they just run it down until ain't no answer. The answer is, I said, John said, we said that there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Okay, earth. Death, dirt, earth, plants, trees. What are you going to do? God has not abandoned people, his original promise. The Bible says he put them in a Garden of Eden, and people have studied what was in that garden. They've even tried to figure out what kind of plants could have been in that garden. Whatever it was to help them to live forever. God did not create Adam and Eve just to live a thousand years and then just die, and that's the end. Remember, he said, go ye therefore. He said, multiply and become many. I mean, we need to look at this. Some of us been asleep at the wheel. You ain't been doing God no favor walking in a lie. You haven't been doing God a favor sitting listening to a lie with no instruction. Some of these people, and I won't name one, you go in, you listen 2 hours, and you drive off. You could stay at home and listen to some kind of word. I'm not going to say they're all false, but if you want to glorify God through your spirit, soul, and body, you got to have him. He said, I don't know you. Get out of my face in the end. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning to the Global Vision. Oh, my God, for living today. You got to have a vision. Just get up. Well, I think I'm going to go to the bank. Oh, I think I'm. Hallelujah. Praise God. You done lost like that. You done walking dead. Have mercy on the walking dead. Come on back next Saturday and learn how to go out and talk to the walking dead. They grinning, they laughing, their head look good. The walking dead needs Jesus. Hallelujah. Have a great holiday and any other day that the Lord has made. God bless you.